It's time now for Dial-A-Doc. We do this every Tuesday in conjunction with FHN. Joining us now, Margie Kochmeyer, FHN Infection Prevention Specialist. Good morning, Margie. Nice to talk with you. It's been a while. How are you?
I'm good, Dan. How are you?
Doing all right. You've got a little sideshow going outside your window. Some stuff going on. Yep, there's some stuff going on the roof.
Down below.
All right.
On the drive.
Gotcha. So if we hear some noises, it could possibly be that. All right. Always an adventure for sure. Today's topic, Margie Kochmeyer, as part of Dial-A-Doc, is RSV. I'll let you tell us what RSV, what is that?
RSV is respiratory syncytial virus, and it's a respiratory virus. People of all ages can be affected with it, and it causes cold-like symptoms.
And is this something that's contagious?
It's very contagious.
And what are the symptoms of RSV, if you would?
The symptoms of RSV are much like symptoms of a cold, the flu, and COVID. It's the sneezing and coughing, runny nose, fever, sore throat, headache, wheezing, which is that high-pitched noise that's made when somebody exhales or breathes out. Most kids will have RSV infection by the time they are 2 years old. And while people can recover without any problem, it can be serious for infants.
And why is it so dangerous for babies?
So young children's airways are small, so when they become inflamed, it becomes a serious issue for them. In children under the age of one, infection with RSV can lead to the inflammation of the small airways in the lungs and even pneumonia. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they say about 58,000 kids under the age of five are hospitalized in the United States every year with RSV, and between 100 and 500 children die from it every year. And while people can recover from it in a week or two, like the common cold, it's serious for infants and older adults when it causes that inflammation of the airways and pneumonia.
So some things, I think, are for your immune system kind of good to catch. This doesn't sound like one of them.
This is not good, but we're all probably going to have it at some point.
Okay, but more in babies, or it can happen any time in life?
It's more dangerous in babies, and you know, I never really saw it in adults, but now that we have respiratory panels that are catching it, we're seeing adults with it. We thought they had a cold in the past, and it was probably RSV.
So better equipment starting to detect it quicker. All right.
Correct.
Why is it a bigger problem this year, Margie?
RSV is a very common virus, and we don't usually see it until later into the season. We saw fewer cases over it in the last couple of years due to people mask wearing and keeping their distance from other people. We are seeing early cases of flu and RSV this year. I have never seen such early cases of flu. I've been seeing cases in September, which is very unusual. We're also seeing co-infections of other viruses, COVID, flu, RSV, and rhinovirus, all at the same time. People haven't been exposed to our typical respiratory viruses for the past couple of years, so now we're getting together with others, and this, of course, is going to increase transmission of these viruses.
Do some people that have RSV think they have COVID or something else? I mean, it seems like similar things in it.
They are. And sometimes the only way to know is to just test them. And these respiratory panels we have are one way that we can detect them, but we're detecting several respiratory viruses at one time.
Are those RSV screenings, are they covered by insurance for folks?
That you would have to check with your insurance. I can't speak to whether all insurances, I would think that they would be as part of the care that you receive.
Sure, yeah, and it's a preventive type thing, yep.
Right.
Is there a vaccine for RSV?
It's predicted that we're going to have one by next RSV season, next year. It's going to be given when the child is born, and it should protect them for about 6 months. In clinical trials, it's showing to be about 75% effective. Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline are reporting effectiveness in the 80% range.
We're talking with Margie Kochmeyer. She's the FHN Infection Prevention Specialist, talking about RSV as part of Dial-A-Doc today. Margie, what can people do to help keep their family safe?
Well, until the vaccine is ready for distribution, prevention is going to be all we can do to stay protected. So cover coughs and sneezes. Don't sneeze into your hand. Sneeze into your elbow or a tissue. Then you throw the tissue away and wash your hands. use good hand hygiene, and that means either using hand sanitizer or washing your hands, and avoid touching your face, your nose, your mouth, your eyes with unwashed hands, especially when you're in public, and then keep frequently touched surfaces disinfected. Stay up to date on other vaccines. And the reason we say this is that because it can help keep the immune system healthy. It includes COVID vaccinations and boosters, flu and pertussis, and then stay home when you're sick to avoid transmitting the virus to other people.
And that can't be said enough. You know, a lot of people think, you know, I have to show up for work. They need me and all this. But, you know, if you go and get everybody else sick, it didn't help. So, yeah.
You know, one of the other issues with viruses, though, is that they are transmissible a day or two before you even start to show symptoms. And that's why we see such wide transmission sometimes. It's just because somebody's contagious and they just don't know it.
All right. Again, a great way to not touch your face, wash your hands.
Right.
What can parents do if their child has respiratory symptoms?
It's important to take any possible symptoms of RSV seriously because the symptoms resemble symptoms of other things like cold, the flu, and COVID. Sometimes the only way to know which virus it is to be tested. You can make an appointment to see your child's healthcare provider as soon as you notice symptoms. And then the provider will do a nasal swab to determine if the illness is RSV. Treatment for managing is going to be things like over-the-counter pain relievers like acetaminophen or ibuprofen. Never give aspirin to children. Replace lost fluids. And people don't think about it's not fluids that are lost just when somebody urinates, but when they cough or sweat, they are still losing fluids. So it's really important to replace those. A cool mist humidifier allows easier breathing. Nasal saline will help moisten and makes moving mucus easier. But remember not to share nasal saline bottles between family members because that will transmit more viruses between family. And then call your healthcare provider if your symptoms persist or if you have any questions.
Sounds like keep that water flowing, keep hydrated because you do lose fluids.
Correct.
One last question for you, Margie Kochmeyer, FHN infection prevention specialist. How can our listeners get a flu shot or a COVID-19 shot for themselves or their family members? How do they go about doing that?
FHN offers Pfizer pediatric COVID-19 vaccinations at the FHN Family Health Care Center, Burchard Hills in Freeport. You can call the office at 815-599-7755 for an appointment. We offer adult initial COVID-19 vaccinations or the updated bivalent COVID-19 boosters at our family health care centers in Forreston, Lanark, Burchard Hills, and you can call Central Scheduling to schedule an appointment at 815-599-7060. And then you can call for flu, you can call your child's pediatrician to schedule an appointment for a flu shot. We can't offer pediatric flu shots at our walk-in clinics. You have to be 18 or older. For adult vaccinations, you can either call your healthcare provider or take advantage of one of FHN's walk-in flu shot clinics. You can go to our website for dates, times, and locations. Adults under 65 will receive a $31 quadrivalent vaccine. 65 and older can get the $67 high dose. And again, find the complete schedule on www.fhn.org/flu.asp.
Some fabulous information, Margie Kochmeyer, FHN infection prevention specialist. And I guess taking this, make sure you get tested for RSV if you think that's what's going on. And don't let your guard down as we head into the winter season.
That's right.
Margie, thanks for joining us. Hope to talk again with you soon, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's Margie Kochmeyer. That's Dial-A-Doc, part of FHN and Big Radio, WBGR, Big FM.